From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order implementing new vetting measures that are said to be aimed at keeping so-called radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States. Mr. Trump also signed an order he said would begin to rebuild the U.S. military. Trump signed the orders at the Pentagon, where he participated in a swearing-in ceremony for Defense Secretary James Mattis. Speaking to reporters earlier Friday, Trump suggested his disagreement with Mattis on enhanced interrogation of American enemies is not an issue.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you. And so I'm going to rely on him. I happen to feel that it does work. I've been open about that for a long period of time. But I am going with our leaders. And we're going to win with or without. But I do disagree.
The military is likely to ask Trump for broader authorities to give commanders room to maneuver in the fight. Trump held talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May at the White House Friday, where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year.
President Trump said great days lie ahead for the British and American people. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. Early this week, Turkey and Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at its plutonium reactor at its Yongbyon nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images Friday that it said indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. North Korea is believed to be able to reprocess plutonium used in its nuclear warheads. Friday is recognized as Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when the world is to pause and reflect upon the atrocities of the Third Reich of Nazi Germany and the efforts made to eliminate occupied countries of World War II, all Jews, that is. Lisa Sline has more on our story from the United Nations.
6 million Jews were exterminated in the Nazi Holocaust during World War II. While honoring the memory of the victims, the United Nations warned the monstrous act of genocide could happen again. UN officials are urging nations to be vigilant and to take preventive action against a troubling rise in anti-Semitism, extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Rupert Colville is spokesman for the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The kind of social restraints, the cultural restraints, appear to be slipping quite fast, certainly in Europe and possibly the U.S. as well, but also in other parts of the world. One shouldn't forget that. You have ethnic-based attacks and religious-based attacks in quite a few countries that are actually leading to deaths and destruction and so on.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN envoy to Somalia is warning against corruption as the country's electoral body begins to register candidates for the February 8th presidential election. Speaking exclusively to VOA from New York, Ambassador Michael Keaton said it's very important to have a free and fair election. More than 15 candidates, including the current president, are vying for the position of the president of Somalia. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.